It's been a few months now, and you're still going back and forth about whether or not you should end a friendship that has you feeling less than great. You've asked your friends, coworkers, mom, boyfriend about what you should do, only to get different responses from everyone, and none of them have been helpful. On one hand, your friend has incredible qualities, and you fear that you might be overthinking things. But on the other hand, you can't help but wonder if, because of some of the things that have transpired lately, it might be time to actually cut things off. In today's episode, I hope to offer a little bit of clarity by walking you through the 8 signs that it's time to definitely, absolutely, 100% bring your friendship to a close. And while I normally avoid telling you what to do as a coach, I'm certainly going to give you some things to consider as you determine the right plan of action for your particular situation. And if after hearing these signs you feel like you're ready to move forward with ending things, but you know you're going to need a little backup, come DM me over on Instagram @friendforward so I can give you the pep talk that you need. Because while it might be tough, one thing is for sure, you got this. This is Friend Forward, the podcast. And if you're having girl problems, we got you. I'm Danielle Byer Jackson, a certified friendship coach, and I am here to help you through it. Reason number one that it might be time to end your friendship is if your boundaries are being disrespected. Now, let me jump right in here because there are 2 major notes that I'd like to make that I think are super critical. The first is we're operating off of the assumption that she knows what those boundaries are. If you've not expressed that something a friend is saying or doing is crossing the line, how can she be accountable to know? How can we expect her to stop doing something that we refuse to communicate to her is out of bounds? Now, we're not talking about, you know, her sleeping with your man, okay? That, my friend, would be a boundary crossing of the obvious sort. But if she's saying things that you find kind of belittling or offensive, they trigger you, or they make you feel small, or if you find yourself feeling a little pressure to go certain places and you feel like she's continually having you enter conversations that make you squirm, yes, you know, my tough love truth here is you have a responsibility to make her aware before blaming her for the behavior. I know it's uncomfortable. I know she might ask questions. I know she might be initially offended, but she might also say, oh my gosh, girl, I didn't know. I won't say that again. Or I messed up. Or I didn't know that was something that triggered you. Thank you for telling me. I won't do that anymore. That is necessary before we say, you know what? She's crossing my boundaries. I'm going to cut her off. Is she even aware? So tell yourself that those boundaries serve as a guide for your friend so she knows how to love you well. You have to express them. Okay. The second thing about, you know, having your boundaries disrespected, which is a deal breaker for friendship. The second thing here is that those boundaries must be reasonable. I recently spoke with a client this very week, and without sharing too many details of that session, because I want to honor her privacy, the specific boundaries and requests that she was making of her friends was completely unreasonable. And I rarely make those kinds of judgment calls in sessions. It's not my job to say you're right or you're wrong or you're too little or you're too much. I rarely ever make those determinations. I just give you things to consider as you determine what's right for you. However, the particular things that she was saying were out of bounds and that she required of her friends were absolutely unfair to other people, and it deeply concerned me. So yes, while boundary crossing is a reason to terminate a friendship, those boundaries must be rooted in reason and they must be clearly expressed. Okay? All right. The second reason you might want to consider terminating a friendship is if it feels like a one-way street. Now, one of the most common gripes I hear from women in my one-on-one sessions and in social media comments on our TikTok posts is that the friendship is not reciprocal. If you've ever felt that way, you were not alone. I think we've done an entire episode on that as well. You know, what to do if you're feeling a little off balance in your friendship. So let's say you've listened to the episode, you've tried the tips, and you find yourself thinking like, no, this is still not working out. Then it might be time to end things. Again, I challenge you to first take an aerial view of your situation. It's possible you're in a season that does have one friend a little needier than usual, okay? And the balance of who's showing up is a little off kilter. That is normal. But if it becomes a pattern in terms of how I have to show up and support financially, emotionally, and this person's never asking questions about my life, my well-being, this person never shows interest in me as a person and what's going on, but I feel like I'm always having to do that in every capacity for this other person, then yes, the magnitude of that disparity in that relationship might reveal that it could be time to pull away because it is not reciprocal at all in any way. If that is the case, then yes, unfortunately, it might be time to end things. Reason number three that it might be time to end a friendship is because you feel like your physical or mental safety is threatened. Now, I'm tempted here to say, well, that's the most obvious one. Obviously, if you feel physically threatened or you're being mentally abused in your friendship, obviously. But I don't want to come off insensitive because I realize that when you are actually in that situation, you become totally blind to what's happening. Because it's easier to justify and you know this person personally. So you're like, oh, well, other people don't get it. I know she doesn't mean it. So it's harder to detect when you're in the mess. So I don't want to dismiss it as, well, gosh, this is obvious. So let me be clear. If you have a friend who makes you feel physically threatened in any way, that she might get so upset she's going to hit you or make you kind of cower in the corner. She's harming you. She's spewing hateful words at you. She is berating you. Unequivocally, I am saying that it's time to exit stage left and to do so immediately. Okay? So physical and mental harm would be reason number three that it's time to end a friendship. Reason number four that it might be time to say goodbye to a woman you love is that friendship has become negative and emotionally exhausted. If you find that you leave every interaction with this friend feeling tired, you feel cognitively and emotionally depleted, that's worth paying attention to. Like, what is your raw feeling when you step outside the door, when you hang up the phone? Do you feel like, oh, gosh, dang, you know, like that took a lot out of me? While some interactions will inevitably be heavy, because that's just what relationships with other humans sometimes bring, if it becomes the norm to feel that way after any interaction, it might be time to bring that friendship to a close. Now, there are other reasons that you might find yourself exhausted in a friendship that have nothing to do with the other person. And I don't think we talk about this enough. So what we've done is at our website, betterfemalefriendships.com, there's a free downloadable short little list that I made for you to review to get to the root of why you might be feeling exhaustion in your friendship that have nothing to do with the other person, because some of us need to kind of get to the root of that and get back on track to feeling energized and fulfilled. So I'll pause here because, you know, it's a podcast, you're listening, you're multitasking, boop, 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 you're going online, you're looking up betterfemalefriendships.com, downloading your free guide. Okay, so go and do that to see reasons that you're exhausted. But if it really is because this other person is venting, they are chronically complaining, they are expressing their misery, they're emotionally dumping, and that has become every interaction, then it might be worth ending that friendship. Okay, that truly is because of the other person, and you need to kind of salvage your sanity. Let's keep it real. Reason number five that you should consider ending a friendship is if she embarrasses you in public. Now, I'm not talking about when you guys go out dancing, her dance moves are so bad that you're like, oh my God, I can't even look at you. Or if you're like, well, you know, I don't know, she's the jeans that she's wearing make you like, oh God, what are you wearing? We're not talking about that kind of embarrassment. We're talking about the obvious kind. She's making jokes at your expense. She's exposing your insecurities publicly. She knows other people are watching and listening, and she's asking you embarrassing questions. She's calling you playful names. Oh, she's just kidding. Any of it. That is kind of like a blatant display of not having respect for your feelings, for your safety. for your well-being and self-respect. Boom, that's it. If you have a friend who embarrasses you in public, it shows disregard for a host of other things, and it's time to end that friendship. All right, the number six reason why it might be time to bring your friendship to a close is if there is any sort of controlling, guilting, and ongoing manipulation. So let's say that you feel the need to only hang out with certain people, to only say certain things, that you have to cut certain people and behaviors away, that you have to avoid certain subjects because this person's going to get mad. She's going to tell you how disappointing you are, that you let her down. She's going to question your character, or in any other way make you feel like you have to justify your choices. Then you might want to consider ending that friendship. Now, when it comes to feeling guilt, there might be some things that you feel bad about that you shouldn't, and that other person is not the driving factor. She's not necessarily exerting control to make you feel guilty, but it's something that's kind of driven internally. That's something worth, you know, reflecting on a little bit. Where is that sense of I feel bad, where is that coming from? But if you can pinpoint and trace those feelings back to a person who's manipulating you by saying certain things, guilting you, controlling you and your decisions, that's something else entirely. And really, when you're supposed to be able to show up freely and authentically in your friendships, it's just not possible when that's going on. Reason number seven that it might be time to end a friendship is because there is a breach of trust. And I like to add the word ongoing breach of trust to all these. Ongoing. Because I'm the type, I depending on the magnitude of the situation, I do often tell women, you know, my job by now is to teach us to opt in a world that's telling us to opt out of friendship. Oh, she offended you, cut her off. She's toxic, leave. My job is to teach us and equip us to continue to opt in so we can build long-lasting friendships of depth. Okay. So if it's ongoing, yes, it's time to roll out. We don't have time for that. Okay. So assuming you've already addressed it. So if a friend's been dishonest, I always say it's worth the conversation to get some context to see if she is truly remorseful about misleading you. That matters. But if a friend's usual MO is to say things that are not true or to do things that she doesn't tell you about, and I don't mean, you know, the fact that she hooked up with her ex for the 57th time, even though she told you she would stop. That's not about you. That's about some other things, but that's less about you, okay? And some of her, you know, preferences and things, you know. But we're talking about like withholding things from you related to you or that could be hurtful to you or telling you something that's simply not true. And so now you find yourself questioning every word. We don't have time for the mind games. We don't have time to be measuring our words, to be wondering if everything she says is true, if what she does is authentic. There's no time for that. And you just simply can't feel safe there. And when we know that trust and safety and vulnerability are required to make a friendship work, then lying and breaching, you know, a breach of trust, those things make it nearly impossible. And it's just not worth the stress. And finally, if you have different values and there's no way to work around it. Now, I want to measure what I'm saying here because I don't mean you find out she voted for so-and-so, so you're like, I cannot deal with her, even though, oof. Okay, yeah. You know, if you have certain values that you discover and you're like, oh my gosh, I cannot be friends with a person who has this kind of worldview. I totally get that. But first, I always say, is there a way to maybe contain that with boundaries? So we agree that we don't talk about this certain subject because we know that it gets us both riled up. If it can be contained with boundaries, that's one thing. But if you feel like it's an issue of your humanity and that what this person believes or the ideas and ideologies that they're perpetuating are problematic in the most fundamental ways and contribute to larger world issues, and you don't want to be a part of that or associated with that, then I understand ending the friendship. Now, at this point, let me say this. We've gone over 8 reasons why you might need to bring a friendship to a close. You likely are finding yourself asking, I mean, yeah, I think you're right. Like you said, 2 things are hitting it on the head. You helped me to feel more confident in this decision. I got to end it. But how do I do that? Oh, I got you. There's the whole process. And so I mentioned it in last week's episode, and I've been alluding to it for a month, but the doors are now open to our new signature program, which is called Friendship Elevated. And it is a 6-week program. You have video modules that drop every single week, and time with me personally every other week to walk through how to master adult friendships in 60 days. So we are going in depth. If you think you're getting a lot from this podcast and the TikToks, that's all the free content. What do you think I have saved up for, you know, the paid content? Because I know it's transformative. And so we have an entire section. It's our second to the last module where we talk about ending friendships and how to deal with conflict. And if you get to a place where you're like, no, it really is time to end this, there is a way to do it. We're going to go over in that module the phrases that you have to avoid. And I'm going to say that unequivocally, phrases you have to avoid if you want a healthy ending of a friendship. There's a certain way you need to format that conversation in order to kind of get the person's buy-in and to bring understanding. You have to be clear about why you are ending it, and you have to be sure. And there are two things you have to do at the end of every friendship breakup to make sure things stay healthy and to minimize any guilt or confusion. We walk you through all of those things, and scripts are even provided because I know sometimes we need, you know, some training wheels to get us started. So if you've ever thought to yourself like, God, I'm seeing a pattern in my friendships, like I don't have like a one-off issue, this keeps happening, but I don't even know what's going wrong, you, my friend, are like the ideal candidate to join us in the Friendship Elevated program. So it goes live on June 29th, but the doors are open right now. I'd love to have that one-on-one time with you. I'd love to walk you through the videos, the homework, and the exercises, because if you're tired of one-off little band-aids and TikToks and podcast episodes with little tips, and you're like, no, I need like a total transformation in my friendships, then Friendship Elevated is probably for you. And I want you to go and visit betterfemalefriendships.com/membership to get the details and to join us right now before the price goes up on June 29th. And so I appreciate you so much for listening today. I hope that this brought you just one step closer to some clarity on what you need to do with a couple friendships in your life. And I hate to see friendships end, but sometimes they're necessary. And if you've been on the fence about whether or not it's time to move forward, my prayer for you today is that this helped to make things super clear and you're confident in moving forward. So remember that I am here for you always, rooting for you on your ongoing journey toward better female friendships.